got another guest joining me now via way of telephone. Her name is Kim Hatcher, and she is the public affairs coordinator for Georgia State Parks and Historic Sites. And, oh, wait a minute. Okay, now we're in business. Sorry about that. You got to turn the mic on in order for you guys to be able to hear me. My goodness. Okay. So you're listening to the Thursday edition of Good Morning Rome, Talk Radio WLAQ 1410 AM. We are going back to the phone lines, and this time my guest is Kim Hatcher. She is the public affairs coordinator for Georgia State Parks and Historic Sites. But good morning, Kim. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too.
Wow. And you know, as we're getting ready to head into springtime, first day of spring coming up this Sunday, I know you guys have got to be covered up.
Yeah, it is certainly starting to ramp up to be the busy season within the state parks.
Awesome. So, and a lot of folks getting ready for their spring break. What kind of offerings do you have for spring break?
Yeah, the state parks have always been popular destinations for state parks because we have cabins and campsites and yurts and so many things to do. But I think this year, especially with gas prices high and hotel prices high and so many people taking road trips, that it really makes sense to do kind of a staycation, stay close to home and stay in the parks. You might not even have to move your car if you get out and enjoy hiking and fishing and wildlife and mini golf and all the different things there are to do within the state parks.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you do. And plus, you just talk about walking around and seeing the scenery with everything in bloom. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, we're starting to see a lot of wildflowers peek out. You know, the birds are chirping and they're starting to nest, and the birds are really colorful right now. And you know, one of the other things that's good about staying within the state parks is that we don't charge an extra cleaning fee on top of cabins like a lot of places do if you rent cabins. So it's really affordable for families as well.
Yeah, and families like affordable, like you said, especially with those gas prices so high as they are right now.
Yeah.
So what are some recommendations that you make for spring hiking?
Well, in the Northwest Georgia area, a lot of people don't think about getting out at historic sites to enjoy nature, but we do have some really pretty scenery around the historic sites. Pickett's Mill Battlefield, which is in Dallas, actually has 4 miles of walking trails. Etowah Indian Mounds has a beautiful trail that goes along the river, and you can walk up some of the Indian mounds there. James Sloppy Floyd State Park, which is right there in Somerville, they have 5 miles of walking trails. And I really like, there's one that goes around the lake. There's two fishing lakes there. And there's trails that go around the lakes, but then you can also hike to an old marble mine, which is kind of cool. It's a nice little destination, and it's family friendly. So, there's so many great places for hiking. Cloudland Canyon, of course, if you're into, you know, big, beautiful scenery. There's a rim trail that's pretty easy to access, but then there's also those challenging trails that go down to the waterfalls and the bridges.
Oh, yes. And those challenging trails are indeed a challenge. But what a reward.
Yeah. Cloudland Canyon is definitely one of the shining stars within the state park system.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. So you guys got any events coming up that you like to promote?
We do. Coming up this Saturday, Pickett's Mill Battlefield is actually having an old-fashioned quilting bee. So there's going to be people quilting. You can come watch, you can come join them, or you could even bring your own project and sit in and join them. They're going to be doing this in a 1850s cabin that's at the battlefield. So that's kind of a cool place to do that. Etowah Indian Mounds is having archery classes on Saturday. And if you can't make it this Saturday, they do archery classes several times throughout the year. And it's family friendly, too. Kids as young as, I think, 9, as long as they're strong enough to pull back the bow, they can take the class. Fort Mountain State Park, which is in Chatsworth, is one of the gorgeous mountain parks that we have. And there's a historic 1930s fire tower up atop the mountain, and it will be open for tours. There'll be a park ranger there on Saturday and Sunday that you can talk to them about the history of the park. And If you want to go a little bit further away, Hard Labor Creek State Park, which is east of Atlanta, it's near Social Circle and Rutledge, they do a lot of great ranger programs. That's a great destination for all ages, and they're going to have survival skills classes on Saturday.
Hey, those would be some useful tools to have.
Yeah, they're going to be talking about orienteering, shelter building, making fire. It could be useful.
Awesome. Hey, any specials on camping these days, Kim?
Well, we have I'm glad you brought up camping because we've been really, that's ramping up into our busy camping season. If you join the Friends of Georgia State Parks, you get a discount on some camping. So we do have some deals on camping. We've also got some exciting things going on. Both Cloudland Canyon and Vogel State Park are going to be renovating their campgrounds. And they're going to be adding more sewage hookups for RVers and kind of rerouting some of the roads, improving some of the roads just a little bit within the campground to make it easier to get flow. So there'll be better hookups. But then for people who are tent campers, we definitely want to assure them that they will still have the tent-only camping sections. They're a little bit quieter, a little bit more space around them. So it's not going to change too much.
Awesome. So I'm looking forward to seeing those upgrades. I have to take a little road trip to go visit those places. Kim Hatcher is my guest this segment. She is the public affairs coordinator for Georgia State Parks and Historic Sites. And Kim, let's talk about ways to save money at parks around the state.
So when you visit the state park, you pay $5 to park, and you can buy annual passes for $50, or if you're a senior, 62 or older, you can save half off of that. We also have a separate historic site pass that covers 14 state historic sites all across Georgia. But we just rolled out a new combo pass where you can save money if you get them both at the same time. So it's a $100 value, but it's $85 for an annual park pass and a historic site pass that covers four people. It's good for a whole year, so it's a really great way to save, but it also encourages you when you're road tripping and you see those brown signs on the highway, it's an encouragement to, you know, stop off. It's not going to cost you anything extra to get in and explore some of these places. We also have a really good relationship with Georgia's public libraries where you can check out passes just like checking out a book.
Yes, that is a really unique partnership, I'd say. And Kim, we talk about how your website is a great place to get a lot of information, as are your social media outlets. But you've also got a travel guide that has a pretty extensive amount of information.
We do, yeah. If you call us, we'll mail it to you for free. It's 1-800-864-PARK, which is 7275. And it gives you a little bit of information about all of the state parks and historic sites. We also have I'm really excited about this. The Friends of Georgia State Parks has produced a passport. And so many people have been asking us for this passport. I'm really excited that we finally have it available. And it's $12.99 available at park gift shops. And it looks like a passport, a little blue passport. And it has information on all of the sites, plus space for you to write down what your favorite thing was when you visited. And you get a stamp at each park to kind of seal your memories. And it's like a travel tracker through Georgia. And it's a great thing to do. You could pick it up in the spring and then work on it throughout spring and summer vacation with your family to go see all 64 locations.
Awesome. Man, we are rapidly running out of time. We got about 30 seconds left. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners, Kim?
Yes, the brand new cabins at Red Top Mountain and the new beach area and picnic area is open. We are very excited about those renovations. And Black Rock Mountain also just completely renovated their cabins, and they are stunning. They are absolutely beautiful up on top of the mountain.
Yes, I love Black Rock Mountain. That's probably one of my favorite parks and the highest state park in Georgia.
It is. Yep, you're correct.
Yeah, and it really is spectacular in the fall, especially. Man, it is always a pleasure to chat with you, and I appreciate your time this morning. My guest this segment, Kim Hatcher. She is the public affairs coordinator for Georgia State Parks and Historic Sites. And Kim, thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a fabulous St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks. Bless you too.
All right. Stay tuned, folks. Man, what this past hour is. Kim, I got to tell you, this past hour has been a flurry of activity. it has been a very busy morning. I'm so glad that you were a part of it.